Only Sketches About presents Only Sketches About Unidentified Flying Objects.
The following is a public service announcement from your United States Air Force.
Hello, my name is General George Brown, Chief of Staff for the Air Force. I come to you today to talk about a matter of the utmost importance, not just to our national security, but to our overall well-being as a nation. Recently, due to advancements in modern technology, we here at the Air Force have noticed a bit of an uptick in the number of reported UFO sightings. So many that the local law enforcement in various towns across the country have asked us at the very busy Air Force to step in. So before you call in your next hot tip on whether or not you saw a UFO, ask yourself this. Could it have been a drone? Drones are everywhere now, and they kinda look like UFOs from afar. Then, if you really think it's not a drone and you're convinced it's a UFO, we'd like you to ask yourself, is there really any way I'd know about a UFO before the United States goddamn Air Force? No, I mean seriously, is there any way at all that you, Joe Blow in wherever Pennsylvania, has a better eye for aliens than the fucking Air Force? Do you know how much money we have? How much high-tech shit we do on the daily? You have no idea what goes on in the sky. We're leaving chemtrails on purpose, and we're making it so it never rains over Australia. We're launching planes from boats. Sometimes we launch boats from planes. That goes less well, but we have the money for it, that's all I'm saying. Overall, we put so much money into just surveilling the sky that we can sense romantic tension between birds, and it makes us horny, all right? And you still think you saw something we didn't? So believe you me, when aliens want to come down here and try some shit, we'll be ready. The Air Force was born for this moment. Finally, a chance to prove to these assholes in the Marines that we're not basically the Coast Guard in the sky. But until then, stop blueballing us with these calls. God bless you, and God bless the sky.
This has been a message from the United States Air Force.
Ugh, unpacking is gonna be such a bitch.
Yeah.
Howdy, new neighbor. Nice house you done bought yourself.
Thank you.
They say this is a very safe neighborhood.
Yeah, that's why we decided to move here.
But they're wrong!
Oh?
Why is that?
I seen things.
What kind of things?
Things flying through the sky.
You mean like flying saucers?
I wish. No.
All right then. Well, look, we gotta unpack, so...
It was 2 weeks ago today. I was sleeping in my bed, as I am wont to do, when I was awakened by a piercing sound.
Ew.
I looked up from my bed, and there it was. Flying right above me, gasping for air every few seconds just to keep its sick pink form afloat.
What was it?
Kirby.
Kirby?
Like the video game character?
I screamed, "Wouldn't you?" And he descended, slowly deflating as he put his disgusting blood-red boot on my throat and taunted me, saying, "Hi!"
Yeah, somehow I doubt this happened.
I threw him off me. He was light, like a cream puff. A cream puff hell bent on destruction. I've seen videos of his kind before.
Video games, yeah. Do you play Super Smash Bros. Often?
Every night.
Okay.
I know what Kirby does. He sucks. He sucks and sucks and he's never satisfied. Well, I wasn't about to let myself get sucked, no siree, Bob, so I ran.
Yeah, sweetie, I'm gonna put the dishes away.
Don't just leave me here.
But he gave chase.
Uh-huh.
I got my shotgun. I started firing rounds, but they had no effect. He just kept knocking them away with this giant hammer that materialized out of thin air till I was out of ammo. But he wasn't done. He sucked my gun straight out of my hand. Sucked it quicker than a 25-cent hooker on a Tuesday.
That is just... disrespectful.
I knew I was next. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. I chose to accept my fate gracefully. That's when he opened his mouth and I felt it. The most powerful gale force winds ever felt indoors. I felt the air leave my lungs as the wicked cyclone drew me into his stomach. Then it all went black.
Okay, well, clearly you're fine.
But it was only for a moment. And then I popped right out. I couldn't believe it. And then I saw it. His little rosy body cracked and bent as the beast changed his bone structure right before my very eyes. And when he was done, he looked just like me.
Well, is he still inside then? Does he want a cookie or something?
No, because right before I could ask any questions of my salmon-colored clone, he floated right away.
Sounds like you just had a nightmare.
Oh, it was a nightmare, all right. And it could happen to you, too. Just remember, when you think you're feeling safe, look up and you just might see me. I mean him.
Uh-huh. Are you the Kirby clone?
Maybe.
Okay, just stay away from my kids.
Bye!
Yeah, see you around.
Everyone, I want you to meet Alexis, my girlfriend. Alexis is my mother, Susan, and my father, Jasper.
It's so nice to meet you, Mr. and Mrs. Randall. Thank you for inviting me to your home. It's lovely.
Oh, of course, dear. We're just happy Jacob finally has a girlfriend.
Well, it must be tough to find the time to date when you're the chief of surgery at the city's best hospital.
Yes, well, it's certainly not the life we would have chosen for Jacob.
Dad, please, not now.
You see, Jacob comes from a very respected line of oophologists, and instead he chose to become a surgeon.
Oophologists? Is that some type of medical doctor?
Is an oophologist a medical doctor? Most certainly not. It's someone who is an expert in oophology.
It's someone who studies UFOs.
And those are unidentified flying objects.
Yeah, she knows that, Dad.
Well, I don't want to assume. Alexis, every man in our family dating back 5 generations has been an oophologist.
And my father was famous oophologist Quincy, Illinois. Mm. My parents arranged the marriage because they wanted me to be married into the best ufology bloodline.
Between all of us Randall men, we've documented over 17,000 objects that we could not identify.
Dad, please. Alexis is a cancer doctor. She's not interested in this made-up crap.
Actually, Jacob, I find this fascinating. It's not every day you meet an ufologist. Please, Mr. Randall, tell me more about ufology.
What?
You see, Alexis, ufology is a pseudoscience. That means it's not technically based in any real scientific fact, but it's really fun, and people assume it's important because of its fancy name.
That makes sense. It is quite fancy. Ufology.
Okay, maybe it's fancy if you didn't spend your career studying the complex human body and all its scientific...
Shh, Jacob, I'm trying to listen to your father.
Alexis, why are you entertaining this crap?
Oh, I don't know, Jacob. Maybe because I spent all day in the hospital under artificial lighting identifying small cell carcinomas over and over, feeling like I'm in Dante's Purgatorio.
What? Where is this coming from?
I went to med school for 10 grueling years. I can identify cancer from a mile away with my glasses off, and you know what? It's depressing as hell. I wish I didn't know what that lump is on your spine, but I do, and I hate it.
I have a lump on my spine?
Meanwhile, your dad's a UFO doctor out there finding things he could never identify and having the time of his life. Spaceships and aliens and who knows? My nipples are rock hard just thinking about it.
Alexis, for legal reasons, please don't refer to us as doctors. And still TBD on any alien-related UFOs. That's what we call them in the industry. But clamato, you get the general idea of what we're doing here, and I love that.
Absolutely. Maybe I'm just having a midlife crisis right now, or maybe this is what I should have been doing with my life all along. Ufology.
Ufology.
First of all, no one calls them UFOs. And Alexis, I can't believe what you're saying. I thought you were a science girl. That's why I fell in love with you.
Well, Jacob, maybe I'm not who you thought I was. If you can't support my dreams, I'm leaving you.
You just found out about this 5 minutes ago.
5 minutes is all it takes to uncover the gift. You never did have it, son, but of course you can still change. Like you said, ufology takes literally no schooling whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Tom DeLonge became an ufologist after years of being the frontman of Blink-182, dear. If he can do it, you can.
Come on, Jacob. You heard what they said. Let's run away from that boring old hospital and be ufologists together.
I don't know, okay? Alexis, you're the only girlfriend I've ever had, and I don't want to lose you. I gotta think about this for a second. I mean, does it at least pay well?
Oh, I don't actually make money doing this. It's really more of a hobby than anything. Your mother pays all the bills through her sugar baby business.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, Liam. Sweet dreams.
Dad, can you come back here for a second?
Yeah, what is it, Liam?
I think Mom was abducted by aliens.
Nonsense, Liam. Your mother's in the den. What made you say that?
Well, last Friday after Mom talked to me and she said she was gonna go smoke a J on the roof.
Son, we are a laid-back, liberal New York family. There's nothing wrong with your mom going to smoke a fat one on the roof.
Dad, just listen. Last Friday, I had a nightmare and I couldn't fall asleep. So when I went onto the roof, you know, like I do that sometimes when I have nightmares, and I was in the elevator and I heard this terrible loud noise. And when I got to the roof, there was this bright white light and I saw Mom for a second, but then there was a strange figure that led her into the light and then they both disappeared into the sky.
Oh, son, I see what's going on here. Honey, can you come in here for a second?
What's going on, sweetie?
Liam thinks you were abducted by aliens last Friday night.
Oh, dear.
I don't think we need to tell him.
All right.
I saw the UFO.
Sweetie, that wasn't a UFO. That was a helicopter. Well, you know, a blade chopper, if we're being technical.
No. I bet they used like a cloaking device to make the ship look like a blade chopper. It's a genius bastard alien scum in a tuxedo.
Language. And that wasn't an alien. That was Reginald.
I understand you've been through a harrowing experience of an extraterrestrial kidnapping, but you're gonna have to trust me here. Quick, blink twice if you know who I am.
Liam, listen. Your mother has an entanglement with a very affluent man. A millionaire, in fact. Named Reginald.
He's a hedge fund manager who moonlights as a comedian, and he's gonna pay for your college. Isn't that nice?
What? I don't understand.
Honey, let me be as clear as possible. Your father and I have an open relationship. I see Reginald once a week, just like last Friday, for an amorous rendezvous. He fetches me in a Blade helicopter. We go out to an expensive dinner. We do some grown-up things, as agreed in our contract. And then he sends me home with a copious amount of Bitcoin.
No. If you were in a helicopter instead of UFO, then why did you come back with that hideous tracking device?
Sweetie, Reggie gave me this. It's a platinum set 10-carat diamond necklace, not to brag. Not a tracking device.
Oh my God. He mashed potatoed her brain, Dad. Come on.
Liam, stop. Liam, no. No.
There's only a matter of time before she comes for us. Dad, we gotta get out of here. Grab the go bag. We gotta get out.
Now, Liam, that is enough of your silly, sickening fantasies, okay? Your mother deserves to share her light with as many millionaires as she pleases, as long as she circulates the wealth home to the family. And if you can't support that, you are grounded.
Oh, John.
Meredith.
So you haven't been to space?
No, Liam. Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. I hope this whole thing hasn't scarred you too badly. We love you very much.
But now you know everything. And we promise that we will be more honest with you going forward. Honey, are you okay?
It would have been better if you'd been alien abducted.
Liam, you apologize to your mother right now. Apologize.
I'm sorry, Mom. Can I ride in the chopper?
Oh no, sweetie, no, sorry. Reggie and I, you know, in there.
They screw.
All the time.
Yeah.
Lots.
Citizens of Chicago, I am relieved as your commissioner to tell you that the evil Lord Darkanon has been defeated. Unfortunately, as of yet, the masked hero who saved our fair city has yet to reveal his identity. But I think you can all join me in giving him silent thanks.
Never fear, citizens!
Oh, shit.
Greetings, Commissioner Tim Peters.
Oh, hey! You?
Yes, it's true. I have defeated Lord Darkanon. I will accept your humble thanks.
Hi, Emma Roberts from The Times. What's your name, masked hero?
Oh, well, surely our fine Commissioner Peters has told you.
Hi, Robert Emmas from the Chicago Tribune. The commissioner said you were unidentified.
Really?
Yeah, well, kid, it's your first time saving the city. I didn't want to steal your big reveal.
Tim, we've been working together for like 5 years. Why didn't you just tell them?
Because, like I said, this is your day.
Okay, but it's just, it would really mean a lot to me if you told them. After all, you're the one that saved me from that radioactive fire that took my whole family.
I did.
Yes, then I lived with you and your family for 2 years as your foster until I flew away.
Yeah, wow, that sounds hard to forget.
Commissioner Peters, please tell us the name of your super foster son.
But that would be against the superhero cop code of conduct to tell them your real name, which is the only name I know you by, because I was there for your origin story as a young child. So that, yeah, but I can tell them that your official police superhero name is, everyone give it up for UFO.
That's not my name.
What? Yes, it is. Because you fly like a saucer.
It's because I fly and you can't remember my name, isn't it?
What? No. Oh, no. I know your name. It's, something like, it's like Jack.
It's James.
Yeah, well, that's like what I said. That's like what I said.
You know, I thought of you as an emotionally distant father figure.
James, wait.
No. You can just call me UFO now. You can all call me UFO now. This is my evil origin story. We live in a society.
What was his name again? I missed it.
Jacob.
I'm home! Have you made my dinner?
Leonardo, where do you go all day?
I was flying around in my flying machine.
You were flying around in your little flying machine? Yeah, I know. But where do you go? Who are you seeing?
I just like the way the wind feels in my flying machine.
Bullshit, Leonardo. You're gone all day and then you come home and you barely talk to me. You're cheating on me, aren't you?
Oh, I'm not cheating on you, okay? You want to know the truth?
I want to know.
I made friends with the sparrows.
You what?
The sparrows in the skies. The birds. Yeah, I befriended them. I understand them. They understand me. You wouldn't get it.
Oh, I get it. You would rather fly around in your fancy little flying machine instead of spending time down here with your wife?
Well, at least I have fun with the sparrows and they don't spend all day nagging me.
Leo, I nag because I care about you and want to see you be the best you can be.
That's emotional manipulation you're using to justify toxic behavior.
What? Who told you that?
The sparrows. One of them is my therapist. I pay him in seeds.
Well, fine. If you really feel that way, then go. Go be with your bird friends. I don't care anymore.
Baby. Hey, you don't understand. I do want to be with you, but it's more complicated than that. They sparrows, they need me.
Leonardo, I need you.
No, they really need me. There's a battle. So many could die.
Honey, what are you talking about?
It started between the sparrows and the seagulls. A war for a turf. The seagulls were bigger, so the sparrows made a deal and enlisted the help of their hawks, the most fearsome of birds. They thought this would push the seagulls to surrender, but it just pushed them to be ruthless and creative. Because, see, they enlisted the help of the lobsters, and this was too far. Employing the help of another biome is strictly forbidden under the birds' rules of combat. The seagulls, they pick them up out of the ocean with their webbed feet and fly through the sky, holding them underneath as the lobsters clip and they snip at the poor bird's wings. It is cruel. It is ruthless. Many sparrows have been cut down by those flying crustaceans. Me, with my superior size and technology, is the only thing that can swing the fight back in the sparrows' favor.
Is your side at least winning?
No one is winning. It is a war.
So what you're saying is that you can't come home and spend time with me because you're caught up in an avian sky war with sparrows and hawks on one side and lobster seagulls on the other, and your flying machine is the only thing that can turn the tide of war?
That is exactly right.
Honey, I think I'd rather you just be cheating on me.
I am also doing that.
With one of
Yes, with one of these sparrows.
Okay, class, let's go over your physics test, because you all did fairly well, but not as thoroughly as I had hoped, so let's go over it again. Question one, if an object moves across the sky 60 meters in 2 seconds, what is the velocity? Joe?
30 meters per second?
Yeah, hey Joe, if I told you that this question was based on a real thing that happened to me, that I actually saw a UFO move across the sky in my backyard at 30 meters per second last Thursday night, and then wrote a question about it, would you believe me?
No.
Okay, cool, sure. 30 meters per second then. Okay, question two. If that same object then lands in your backyard and its velocity changes from 30 meters per second to standing still on my lawn in 2 seconds, what's the acceleration? Maddie?
Negative 15 meters per second squared?
Yeah. Hey, Maddie, let's just say that this question's based on true events, that the ship landed right on my lawn at 3:06 a.m. last Thursday, went 30 meters per second to absolutely still on my lawn in 2 seconds flat, right before my eyes. Let's say that happened, and it happened undeniably in front of me, and then my wife didn't believe me, and I wrote it as a question on a test. Would you believe me?
Normally no, but given question one and this, yeah?
Okay, bonus points for Maddie. All right, question three. Is God real? Anyone, you all left this blank. Ricky, if I look God in the face and I saw him step out of a spaceship in my half-acre lawn at 3:06 a.m. last Thursday, March 13th, and he told me that he was real and his gospel would be my physics tests, would you believe me?
Yeah.
You idiot, that one was fake. See me after class.
Shit.
Peter, what city are we flying over now? This isn't London.
Wendy, this is New York City, the most romantic place in the world. But there's something I gotta say to you, and I wanted to do it somewhere really special.
But Peter, I need to get back home now so I can grow up.
Not before I get a chance to tell you that I'm in love with you.
Peter, what is that noise?
Oh man, I think it's an NYPD helicopter. They're so annoying.
I can't hear you.
Hold on, just wait till it passes.
What was it you were trying to say?
God, I don't even remember. My nerves are fried. All right. Wendy, I know you feel like you need to grow up and get on with your life, but I can't grow up. And then it's lonely out there staying a kid forever. But I was just fine with it until I met you.
Oh, Peter.
And now I don't think I can stand to live without you. Because I love you. Oh, come on! Another one? It's 3 a.m.!
I didn't hear what you said just now, Peter. Did you say you love Proust? I love Proust too.
No, Proust is far too advanced for my reading level. I said...
NYPD! Drop the girl!
What? No!
You have 20 seconds.
We have every right to be flying up here as you do.
Says who?
Says Captain Hook.
Captain Hook from the 19th precinct?
Sure.
Okay, carry on.
Peter, I want to go back to London. I'm frightened by these steel dragonflies.
Do you not know what a helicopter is? Never mind. I don't want to get sidetracked. I just gotta tell you this before it's too late. Wendy, I love you. And I want you to stay young with me forever.
Oh, Peter, I don't know what to say.
Say that you love me too. Say that you'll come live with me in Neverland.
Peter, this is the hardest decision I've ever had to make. But I think I want to...
Why are there NYPD helicopters everywhere? No, I will not let you ruin this moment for me!
Captain Hook was put on paid administrative leave 5 years ago.
Okay, so what? Go away!
No, you're an unidentified flying object. We've been given orders to capture you and take you to Area 51.
No, I won't go back there, not again.
into the stratosphere we go.
Come back! Come back! Oh, you should come back!
Pizza. Are there NYPD helicopters in Neverland?
No, there's actually no Central Police Force at all.
All right then, I've made up my mind. I want to live there with you.
Oh boy, yippee! I should tell you though, the alligators in the lagoons have guns.
How enchanting.
Only Sketches About was written and performed by James Azzaretti, Gamal Elsawa, Chris Fitzgerald, Cassidy Graham, Lauren Hartman, Ebon Kulkarni, Annette Storkman, and Gabrielle Williott, with a special appearance by Jack Frederick and Melissa Achilles from Jack and Melissa Comedy. Music by Nicholas R. Nelson. I've been your announcer, Mark Stauffenberg, and this has been an OSA Comedy production.